because yes, because actually ignorance precedes wisdom. So you have to be ignorant before you are wise.
So at some point it can actually happen to any man. It happened to my dad.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to LifePod with C. I am delighted to have you with me today. Hey guys, what's up? What's going on? We are here in another episode of LifePod with C, and I'm honored to have my guys here with me again. It's always an honor to have you guys here with me. I have here with me Natasha, the energy queen.
You know what it is.
You know what it is. I have here with me Natasha, the energy queen. I have here with me Susu.
Hello guys.
Sonia, nice to have you here.
It's nice to be here.
We have with us also the king of the party.
King ABC.
King ABC.
You know what time it is. Wake up. Yeah, you know
right,
what time it is.
Alright, so we are going to jump right into it.
CEO.
So we're going to jump right into it. Today we are talking about friendship dynamics. What exactly is the concept of friendship dynamics?
Okay, so basically friendship dynamics, yeah? It's about the changes that happen with us and our friendship circles, mm-hmm. right? There are certain factors that affect our friendship circles as we get older, whether we like it or not, be it changing location, changing status, financial mm-hmm. changes,
sure.
you know, all of those. So I think that's the core of friendship dynamics, just those changes, those factors influencing those changes. And also, if we've experienced that, I know that personally, I have experienced that, you know, in several ways. So that's on that.
Okay, right.
Yeah, so for me, right, it's actually, this is a very practical topic, yeah. All right, because everybody can relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a popular saying says 20 friends can't keep playing for 20 years. So the truth is, in life, there's no way you can, let me not say there's no way, it's rare to see 20 friends play for 20 years. I've had a lot of friends down the line. And how I've looked at it is, sometimes God just puts people in your way for a particular season.
Mm.
Do you understand? It's not sometimes, and which is why most people have to differentiate between friends and acquaintance.
Mm-hmm. Now that's it.
Yes. It's not everybody that comes into your life or that's in your life that's a friend.
A friend.
Some people are just acquaintances. Some are just there for that season, for that mm-hmm. moment in time.
Mm.
Do you understand? But then again, it depends on what you call your friend, because everybody's definition of friend is different. All right, like me, I've had friends that we've been together for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
We still communicate, we still talk. Some of them are not in the country, some of them are in different locations, some of them are still at different. I've had friends for 5 years, I have friends for 10 years, I have friends for 15 years, 20 years. Do you understand?
Mm.
So it all depends. So I feel that for everybody, how you define friendship matters. Mm. Do you get?
Yes. Sonia. Let's hear from
you. I really agree with what Bright said as per friendships, friends and acquaintances. I think it's really important to be able to differentiate those type of things. There are some people that I'm really close to. Like, I know that I have their back and they have my back, but we don't speak all the time. Sometimes we speak like once in 6 months, but I know that this person is loyal to me.
True.
And I am loyal to this person. So I think it's just about what you... And I also feel like you can have friends in different capacities, like friends for serious things, friends for business, and I think it's just
friends to groove.
Yes, I think it's just really wide. Like, you can't just put everything on one particular person or a group of people and say these are my friends. Every single thing.
Mm.
So I think it's just wide.
It's very important. Like what Bright said, I'm going to take off from there. Your ability to group everybody in your life will help you manage those relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, not everybody is your friend. We really need to even understand what the definition of friend, a mm-hmm. friend is.
Mm-hmm.
Bible says there are friends who stick closer than even a brother. That is who a friend is. Not, and so with that definition, you will know that not everybody is your friend.
Okay, so taking up from what Sonia said, right? Truly, it's not every friend that you... For that categorizations for friends.
Mm.
Like now, in my life currently, there are friends that I can tell, like, the most serious things happening to me.
Mm.
I can tell them all my struggles. I can tell them all my struggles. I can tell them what's going on with me. Like, I'm a guy. I said, being it's crazy, man. This is what I'm going through. Mm. But I hope that, you know, I'll be fine at the end of the day. There's some friends that they don't need to know that, but they're still your friends. It doesn't make them any less your friend.
Mm.
Do you understand? But what you discuss with them is different.
True.
You can discuss with them about, hey guy, how far now? What are you doing? I'll be coming to maybe say, take for instance, we're going for the World Cup in Qatar in November.
Mm.
How far now? What's up? Oh, I'm coming to Lagos. I go to Lagos. How far? What's going on with you? I need you to help me with one or two things. Like, I need to meet this person. They're still your friend, but in a different capacity.
Yes.
Do you understand? So you have to also differentiate. But then again, there's this what they call, I don't know if it's what I call it, a pyramid or a circle, a friendship circle.
Yeah, friendship circle.
All right. So there are the ones that are
inner circle.
They are the ones that are outer circles. They are the ones that are, you know, broad, outer, whatever it is, you get. But there's a friendship circle. So you have to know where each and everybody
belong.
And for your inner circle, truthfully, it can be plenty.
Exactly.
Mm. If you're gonna keep it at a buck, your inner circle has to be small.
True.
Because how many people would know your struggle and still be
and
with
still
you,
be with you
and still stick to you
and still protect
with, because the truth is yes and still protect your interest. How many people do you get? So, and for you to even know that kind, know that you have that kind of friend in the first place is a big deal.
True.
And my pastor said something one time and I found it really good. He said having these circles are important, but it's also important for you to make movements between the circles fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very fluid.
Yes. So this person that has been in the outer circle, okay, make it, if this person is up to that standard, you can easily move to the inner circle. And that person that you've been riding for 20 years in the inner circle,
you can easily
it's time for you to go to the streets.
It has to be very fluid.
Yeah. I think for me it's just crazier as you get older, the whole friendship thing. It begins to, the reality, the weight of friendships begins to happen to you as you get older.
Mm.
So as a teenager, you're like, okay, we chill. You know, I used to be like a really popular teen. And life of the party, amazing. If Natasha is not there, it's not banging. My nickname was Blonde, so Blonde wasn't there, it's not happening. And then people actually thought that was how I was still going to be through until now. And they encounter me now and it's like, okay, you're a bit reserved, what's going on? We are not getting the vibe.
This is not the
So obviously the ride or die I used to have then, we don't align now because I'm different.
Your values are different now.
They're different. It's not like they're bad people, but it's just not working. You now find out that when we sit together to have a conversation, it's not aligning. You want to talk about something else. I want to talk about something else. Do you get what I mean?
It's not flowing.
It's not just flowing. And that's the important thing she said about the fluidity with your friendship circle. And one thing that I've learned over the years is you have to be honest with yourself.
Sure.
Because you know, sometimes we get really sentimental. No, this guy don't date with me for 20 years.
Yes.
Even though he do me bad, you know, now my guy.
Now my guy.
Now my girl, nothing. But these people keep choking their fingers in your eyes based on familiarity. It's almost like a see finish kind of thing. Is there more to you? So when that kind of disrespect begins to crop up, I'm sorry, I'll take you out of the inner circle, throw you out of there. I will say hi to you, how are you? Oh my God, God bless you.
True.
But no, you're not getting to know what my drawers look like.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You'll get to know the innermost details that you used to have. You used to have access to me. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? So access is actually one key thing in friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? That's what differentiates who's in the inner circle, who's in the outer circle.
The level of access.
Yes, the level of access to you. Because at the end of the day, also you have to make yourself friendly too. You have to also make yourself
accessible.
That kind of person that can also add value to people too, mm-hmm. so that you can be considered a good friend. Because it's not about you talking about others. You having a good friend. Are you a good friend yourself?
Yeah.
Are you a good friend yourself? Do you add value to your friend? Mm-hmm. Are you the one that is always causing trouble?
Mm-hmm.
That, oh, you want your friends to always come and be with you?
Yeah.
Every time you're the one, you know, at the receiving end of something. Yeah. You're not giving.
Because
for me, friendship has to do a lot about giving. And it doesn't have to be money. You give.
True.
Because love is about giving and sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not giving enough, if you're not being there for people, you're not a good friend. And that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your friend is having a birthday party, you don't show up. Every time they beg you to show up for events.
Yes.
No, I don't like being around.
I don't like to go out. I don't like...
And yet you want the whole coverage.
And when you have your own, you want everybody to be there. You're not a good friend. Do you understand?
Mm.
Tomorrow your friend is in dilemma, or maybe they're having a wedding or having a party, a life-changing event. They are doing a contribution for him. You don't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's as little as ₦1, mark your presence. Those little things count.
True.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, once you see that, I give so much to this person, this person doesn't even show me any love in return.
Mm.
You know, it's a normal human instinct.
Yeah.
Come on, that friendship don't die.
You don't cast.
Do you understand? unless you are someone that maybe you don't think.
Yeah.
Once you have, you access things. Because for me, I do like a self-assessment every other day. Or every other, maybe once in a while.
Mm.
Like I see myself like, okay, this friendship now. What am I getting from this friendship?
Mm.
Honestly, if I weigh it and I see that what I get... or what I give is more than what I get, I'll start accessing it.
True.
I'm like, is this really worth it? Because it has to be 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a give or
take.
If
not, you're going to burn out eventually.
Enjoying what you're hearing so far? Make sure you never miss an episode by following us on Facebook and Instagram at Lifeboard with C. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to this episode.
You're going to burn out. So,
okay.
You want to say something?
Okay. So, this thing Wright talked about, I have a slightly different view, right? Okay. Because I feel like one thing I've learned, or I'm still learning, I think is a learned thing, is every friend has their peculiarities. He said something about, we have birthdays, we have anniversaries or something, and you don't show up. There is that one friend that is not comfortable with being around crowd.
Okay.
You have known this person to be that. Why are you still expecting such off of that person? I think that is unfair.
Mm-hmm.
If you already know that that's how that person is from the get-go of the friendship, that's an angle I'm looking at. Because, for example, I am. Why do I say that? Is because I'm a person who I'm really very reserved.
Mm.
I'm very outgoing and I'm reserved at the same time. So I'm with people and I'm loud and I'm amazing. I could get burnt out easily. I want to be in my space and in my head and write.
Mm.
That's how I am.
Mm.
So if you come into my circle as my friend and maybe you met me in my outgoing state, maybe on a podcast like this, you're like, I like her. I want to be her friend. I'm sorry. When you come really, really close, you find out that Natasha is someone who can be really deep and quiet and all to herself. And I'm very comfortable talking to people.
Mm.
Now, it's a thing that I've had to work with over the years, because people have told me, even my friends did complain, Natasha, you are too much into yourself. Like, you don't, we need you out. And I had to learn. I'm still learning. But it will be...
that's friendship.
No, wait now.
You're willing to learn. Compromise.
Yeah, yeah. But then it's now about the way you go about it. For example, if it's a big pressure, whenever I show up, that you are always like, oh, you're not coming out. I will most of the time tone it down, and before you know, I'm not topping your face again. So that's why I came up to the part where, even with our friendship circles, understand people's peculiarities. Yes, don't compare Chima to Bright.
True. Mm-hmm. True.
Don't say, but Bright is always like this, Bright is always like that. Chima, why can't you do that?
Okay, sorry,
Let's understand people's peculiarities.
I love what you just said. It's very, very important that you actually understand people's personalities and peculiarities. For me, I'm not saying that, oh, you must be that friend that, oh, every time your friend is having something, you must be there. If you're not there, what are you doing to help that person, for instance?
On the back channel. Yeah.
I'm not saying you have to be there physically there, but be there for them.
Yeah.
If it's monetary, if it's calling them like, oh, how's the event going? How can we plan this event to go? Just be there. Because people know when you're there for them. You don't have to be physically there for you to be there for them. And that's what I mean. So I'm not saying that you have to be physically there or I'm having a party, you have to always come. No. There are people that, yes, my friends, that they have maybe their weddings or they have their parties or stuff. They're in different states. I mean, sometimes I may not have the time or the luxury to actually, you know, attend those occasions. But I must make it a point of duty to call you. Bro, how far? How's it going? How's the planning going? Have you guys got everything you need?
Like,
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Do you need me to help you with something? Tell me. Do you get? It's just to show care.
Yes.
Those little things you think don't matter. They matter. Because you don't have to be there. Because truly, you're not a robot. You cannot always be there. Yes.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. So that's
like it. I really agree with what Bright is saying, because like what you said earlier, you said friendships or relationships are about love and sacrifice. So obviously, if you consider somebody your friend, if you really care about this person, and you know that okay, this person is doing this thing, and I know that if I show up, their face is really going to light up. So you just do it. Doesn't mean that you have to do it all the time. Yes. But I feel like it's just natural. When you care about somebody, you would want to do things that will make them happy in a healthy way. Not like you're going to step out of your own boundaries.
And it's now start, like, yeah, manipulative.
Exactly.
Something.
It's just you wanting to do stuff for them. It's sacrificial. Love is sacrificial. I don't know how anybody wants to say it, or because they are, this Gen Z now, there are lots of we are. A lot of us are really selfish, and a lot of us just think about ourselves all the time. But even in that, when you truly care about somebody, you would want to like look for ways to help them out, look for ways to do stuff to make them happy and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, so we've been able to, at the end of the day, when it comes to friendship dynamics, when we're talking about this, we're trying to consider how I'm able to move from this level at this stage I am with these people to the next stage. Like, you know, we have pastors saying fluidity of your circle of friends, you should be able to move from one level to the other without any hitch or anything, you know. And then I would like to also add that, let it be clear at what level this person, at what circle this person belong, you know, among your friends. It will even help with expectations. Do you get? So, I don't really expect that my colleagues will remember my birthday. So, I am not angry when my colleagues don't remember my birthday. But I will feel somehow if my sisters forget my birthday. Do you understand? I'm just using that as an example. Mm-hmm. So, it will help with expectations. That way, you're not even feeling hurt. You're not feeling bad just because someone you call your friend did not do a particular thing. Do you get? So it helps with your expectation. And then whatever you're doing, also make sure that you are also being that same thing for your friends too. Like what Bright is saying, it's not enough to expect to have good friends or great friends.
You also
walk towards being a good friend, walk towards being a great friend.
There's something I want to add. There's one very important lesson I learned as a teenager from my mentor, still my mentor. It was like, in whatever you're doing in life, whenever you're moving these friendships from inner circles to outer circles, outer circles to inner circles, learn to shut the doors gently. because you never know if you would ever want to pick it up sometime in the future.
Yes.
And this thing has been so helpful to me because there are a lot of people that we used to be extremely tight. And then maybe at that time, maybe based off of their level of understanding or my own level of understanding, I felt like, you are not giving me good energy, please stay on your own. I've always learned to just back out slowly. And then a lot of them, we always picked it up later in the future. Some of us now I have better understanding and I'm like, okay, that wasn't that bad. But imagine if you had ended things roughly. And then, exactly. Burnt the bridge, I'm never going back. I know you want to go back and you can't swim.
So the thing is, I love this perspective, right?
Sorry, Brian, but if you can swim, take a helicopter. It's
Natasha. Okay, which one? Briscoe or Carverton? Yeah, so the thing is, burning bridges has never been my thing. Because the truth is, life comes at you fast. Life
very fast
comes at you, so you just
very
never
big.
Know you just never know, right? Yeah, there's some pressure that you burn the brain and you burn it because you know that one nothing can happen to that one.
Yeah,
maybe because of how they hurt you or maybe how it ended, it happens. But there's no need burning bridges, because if it's something that can be repaired, you get. I'll give you a quick example. When I moved to Port Harcourt, I didn't know anybody in Port Harcourt. One person I didn't know. When I told my parents I was moving to Port Harcourt, they tried to search for which family I can stay with. Then, you know, it was an uphill battle. Then there was this my friend. We used to be in the same church back in the day. All right, we were very close. We used to come to my house. Then I used to go to. I used to play ball together. We used to do a lot of things. But because of life, we went to uni and everything, so we drifted apart. But once in a while on Facebook, I still comment on his pictures. He comments on my pictures once in a while. You know, kind of like once in a while, because it was with nothing really happened. Like it was just life. Life just happened. I just thought about it. Like, I know I saw one of his posts one time. I was in Port Harcourt. I just called him. Out of the blue, this is a guy I'm not talking for like maybe like 7 years. I'm not joking, I'm telling you a real life story. I called him. I said, "Nah, how far, bro? What did it happen?" He said, "I did, my brother. What's going on now? How you did? How's work? What you did?" I said, I'm just been transferred though, from Kano, and I'm coming to Port Harcourt. He said, "Oh, for real? I don't come for Port Harcourt though." Do you understand? He said, "He has left Port Harcourt. He's no longer in Port Harcourt. He's in Benin now or something like that." But I shouldn't worry. I don't have anybody in Port Harcourt to stay with. Like, I need somewhere I can stay maybe for 2 months or just put up before I just move, get my place and all. Let me just stand up. Like, okay, no wahala. He will call some guy. And that was it. He called the guy and the guy was like, "Oh, okay, this is where I stay." Yes, where he told me to stay was very far from my office and all, but I didn't know anybody. I didn't have a choice. Mm-hmm. But guess what? These guys treated me well. They treated me well because of the kind of person he was. To them. They were friends. It's not like he's their relative. So I'm telling you, a friendship that's like a chain. I'm friends to this guy. He's friends to these guys.
And so because of that connection.
Do you understand? So it was, thinking back at it, like, they didn't have to. But they did. They didn't even tell me to pee anything. They didn't tell me to do anything. And it was by myself because I didn't want to burn bridges too. When I was there, I tried to buy things for the house. I tried to do things for the house. Like, so that it doesn't look, because there are people that they will come to your house.
So
you understand? They will form like. So for me, I looked at it like, oh, these guys are not paying anything to come and stay. They didn't ask me to do anything. They were very loving and very accommodating. The least I can do is once in a while buy food stuff.
Yeah.
Once in a while buy gas. Once in a while just. Do one or something. Two things in the house. We can be like, say, guess what? Months after I left there, years later, I realized that one of the guys was a worker in House on the Rock. The same church I'm a worker in.
Check out.
Busted!
Do you understand? Do you understand?
Yeah.
So imagine if I had, you know, treated.
Yes.
To today, we still talk, we still have that relationship. Do you get? So, it's important. You never know. Burning bridges is no.
It's very, very important. Like you never know. Like you said, you are not God to know where you're going to tomorrow.
Yeah.
In the next few minutes could just be when you would need a help.
Yeah.
And then you
might just be your friend.
And it's that same person that can help you. All the prayer I used to pray, God, find me, show me
my
favor,
job,
show me
the
favor.
Job I have today, my 9-to-5 job. It was my friend from the uni that got me that job.
Check out.
And guess what? I served in Abuja, and one day I just called and like, babe, you did this Abuja. You did work for HR for this company. Do you understand? Have fun, nah. Help your guy. This is how. And I'm telling you, this is exactly what I said to her. She's like, Bright, honestly, nothing dinner. Well, there's one contract job that is coming. Eh? Send me your CV. I said, now, me and my friend, though. I said, but would you like to work in Kano? My friend said, no, he doesn't want to work in Kano. I said, I would like to work in Kano. I don't mind. I'm starting my career. Let me just start from somewhere. She said, okay, send my CV. And that was it. Guess what? I'm doing my job now for almost 9 years, over 9 years now.
Wow, cool.
In the same company. Do you know, for over 9 years.
For 9 years.
I'm still with this company, and I've gotten promotions over the years.
Wow.
Over the years. Till now. Do you get? So life. What is life really?
What's life? There are people who just go around having problems with people.
Everybody.
They are okay. They are very comfortable with it. They are very comfortable.
But I love all the testimonies I get here. Right? It's so beautiful.
There's no but.
But I want to come from an angle.
Okay.
If it's needed,
cut it off.
Be okay to burn bridges.
I said that earlier.
Oh, yes.
I think one of the biggest fears we as humans have is the fear of uncertainty. Yeah. What if we keep sticking with toxicity? No, please burn it.
Yes.
If God eventually will need that person to cost you favor, it will happen. But please, for your mental sake, for your own health, burn it.
It is very.
And then for adventure, you need that bridge, like I said, and like Sonia said, if you can't swim, use the helicopter. You get what I mean? But now, one thing we've not talked about is friendship heartbreak. Has anybody heard friendship
heartbreak?
Oh, yes,
I have.
Okay, maybe guys don't get it. I don't know.
I can't relate.
Okay, yeah. So what I mean by that is like, when you've been friends with these people for longer, with this person for long, and then you guys just fall out really badly. This is someone that is bone of your bone, like, okay, what's up? And then they just start acting out of character. And it just hurts so deeply that you are looking at this friendship teetering down the hills and you're saying, you know what? It's done. Right? Friendship dynamics. And then you have to fess up to the fact that, oh, this friendship, I have to cut it off. But this is someone you have been with, that you have known for like a long time. It can really be heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And then it makes us quite closed up to opening ourselves to new friendships, especially as adults. I'm not even talking about kids now or teenagers. As adults, when you have that burn from time to time, you begin to feel like maybe everybody is almost what they are. They're all up for their selfish interests, so there's no point. And then you begin to look at everybody as
You're the same.
Do you get what I mean? So I think one progressive conversation that we could have as a people is how to also deal with friendship heartbreaks when these things happen, how to keep it going forward, you know, and still open your heart to know that there can still be really very much amazing friends out there. For me, I've always been, I don't necessarily know how to make friends.
Don't expect too much from people.
For me, that's
what has kept me.
Yeah.
And that's what has helped my mental state a lot. I try not to expect a lot from people. When I meet you for the first time as my friend, I expect that you'll mess up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking about
friends that have been with you for long.
Yes. So let me tell you. Let me not say I expect that you mess up. I just have either the back of my mind that, oh, this guy, we've been friends for years, oh, but anything can happen tomorrow.
This is a human being.
It's a human being. That's the truth. Anything can happen because people are wired differently. People go through things. People go through a lot. People change. A lot of things can change people.
Word.
Do you understand? Yeah. Your financial status can change you.
Yeah.
Your mental state can change you. Mm-hmm. Your relationship with someone else can change you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? A lot of things can change you. So for me, I try to, if I get the best of you, I'm happy. I go with it. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I will not be surprised if you treat me badly of you. If I get the worst of you. Mm-hmm. Because why? It helps my mental state. Because if I get heartbroken, it might not me go affect them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
So, yes.
It's me to affect, not you.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to have that. It might be a bit maybe a bit jalapeno now. I'm trying to put a wall and all, but it's important for my own mental state.
You don't expect too much.
I don't expect too much. My I know that you're my friend. I would agree that you're my friend. Yes, I would feel bad if you hurt me.
Of course, of course.
I would feel bad if you
hurt me. But that level of expectation that you had will now control.
Exactly. I try to, you know, manage it properly. Because human beings are human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings can change.
Yes.
It's something that's very...
It's constant.
It's constant. Yes.
It's fixed. That's just the truth. And
I love this topic. Actually.
And then, like I said before, your ability to categorize and group your friends is very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's be clear on it that this is my friend. This is my acquaintance. This is somebody I know because we work together. This is someone I know because we've... This is my colleague.
Differentiate it.
Your colleague is not your friend.
Unless you want to make
your friend. No, your colleague can be your friend.
No, he can be your friend eventually. But your colleague is not your friend. He can be your friend. But the fact that you guys go to work, you guys spend up to how many hours together in the same space... does not automatically
make him
your friend.
And Chima, you know the part where... follow people the way they follow you. That's one of my mantras. Mm. Because I can take you, Chima, as my G. Chima, like, I'll die for you, but to Chima, it's like...
Does he really... Okay. Will he...
Okay. Yeah, will he do that for you?
Chima is looking at me like, okay, Natasha, okay, what's up now?
Yeah.
You know? But I am like, oh my God, I want to break my head.
Yeah,
and then when I need Chima in a particular type of way, and Chima acts out like, Natasha, I don't think so. You've been carrying me like this. How fun. I'm not supposed to show now. And then I'm like, but Chima, like, you're my G. You're meant to be there. And Chima is looking at me like,
wow.
And then I feel like, oh my God, people are wicked. Friends are, no.
That's the expectation.
Chima never lied to you. Mm-hmm. Chima showed you who he was. You are not my G like that, though. So it's like, when you see these things, don't begin to psych yourself like, oh, don't worry, they'll come around. They'll come around. Mm-mm.
You want to say something? When people show you who they are, take it.
Yeah,
believe it. Because the truth is, that is who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to say, don't think for the person.
Mm.
Don't assume for the person. Take people as they take you.
Yes. Whatever version they give you. You take it like that.
So, my point now is, so we're all talking about how people get crazy and, you know, how our characters are not infallible. You get what I mean? But us as a people or as individuals, we also have to take honest talk of ourselves. That's something I had to also learn recently. So I had this crazy drama with a circle of friends I used to have, and I took myself out of friendship. Before I did that, it was crazy for me. I used to have anxiety attacks. I used to have panic attacks. I used to have FOMO. Like, if I come out of the circle, I won't get the latest stuff happening now. I won't know what's happening. But at a point in time, it wasn't working well for me. And then I had guy friends. And it's funny how sometimes you are experiencing a thing and you know what you should do, but you just need somebody else to tell you.
Exactly.
Coconuts.
going.
I had my guy friends. I had some of my guy friends, close guy friends, my G's, tell me, Natasha, these people are not your friends. And I'm like, no, you don't get it. No, it's not like that. So I would always try to explain it all. Like, and when I explained to you, like, okay, maybe they are, but they always stood by that, and I never wanted to face it.
Sometimes
I never.
You need that outsider.
Yeah, I never wanted to look at it.
Well.
up until like a crazy thing happened a particular period, and then I realized, you know what, I'm going to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
The particular day I took myself out of the group, it was so emotional for me. It was so emotional for me. I was crying so much. And I said, God, I'm afraid that if I do this, the way that I am, I'll shut the door. Mm-hmm. And I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how I am. If I'm done, I'm done. And God, till tomorrow, I don't know if it's God, but I believe it's God. Because I kind of know the Holy Spirit's voice. But what I heard in my spirit was, come out and let me fix your circle myself.
Yeah.
You know? And then I left. And then people started coming around. Oh, why did you leave now? Why did you leave? Oh, why did you leave? No, come back. And I said, no, I will not do that. Let me reassess if I really need to be part of it.
Sure.
Now, let me give you just a little breakthrough thing that happened. I read a book, Fierce Something and Powerful. Oh my God, I can't remember the title of that book, but I saw that book from a lady on Twitter, Moments with Bren. She's such an intelligent psychologist. She's her IQ, I don't know where she gets it from. So I read the book. And it makes you see that sometimes, the lady wrote categorically, sometimes you can be with a people, but yet they're not your people. They're good people.
Mm-hmm.
They're amazing people.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then because you think that I might not be able to get something as amazing as this or something close to this, let me stay put. And you keep killing yourself. And you keep killing yourself. So I when I read that, it was like a light on my inside. And then I'm like, seriously, I've been an outsider in this whole friendship dynamic. It was hard for me to face that truth. Because most of the time, we never want to face the truth that, oh, more, these people don't dig you like you dig them.
Like you dig them.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? So it's that's another thing that we also have to look at as individuals. We have to learn to be honest with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I said to God, my prayer was, yes, I know that this certain people hurt me in a type of way, but didn't I play a role in it? Didn't I play, like, is it all about them being bad people, like bad attitude? Didn't I play a role in it? And I had to honestly look at myself and say, Natasha, you did this wrong. This particular thing wasn't working.
Mm.
If you're going to get into a better friendship, you have to work on this. Do you get what I mean? Because sometimes we never want to face the truth that we also are not perfect.
True.
So when we're looking at friends, we're like, oh, you did that, you're toxic. But yes, they might be, but are you all that all yourself? That. So when you look at yourself honestly and then you see the parts that you need to work on, please do so that when more genuine friendships come, you don't kill it.
True. Makes sense. I think that's an amazing way to end it. That's a very amazing way to end it. So I'm sure we've been able to do justice to this topic. And like I said before, we're going to be...
Conversation is still open.
Yeah.
Still open.
We continue this on Instagram, continue this on Twitter. And so if you have questions, you have concerns, please don't fail to share your personal stories. We want to hear your stories.
Also,
as
if you have topics you want us to discuss,
yes, please. You can put it down. We would like to hear from you. So till you hear from us again, have a very wonderful day.
Thank you, my people.
I am sure you enjoyed that episode, didn't you? Now go ahead and share this link with your friends and loved ones. Also, why not join me on Instagram and Facebook at LifePod with C and on Twitter at OkoyeCE. That is LifePod with C on Facebook and Instagram and on Twitter at OkoyeCE. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this as well. Have a fabulous week ahead.